From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40 people, according to monitors. State television showed live footage Friday of thick smoke billowing from different parts of Douma, the largest city in Ghouta. The fighting comes after other rebel groups in Ghouta accepted a safe passage to rebel-held areas northeast of Aleppo. The Trump administration on Friday announced wide-ranging sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies. Senior administration officials billing the sanctions as a response to Russia's pattern of malign activities around the world. Nikolai Patrushev, Russian Federation Security Council Secretary, is one of the officials sanctioned. He said Friday, I have been in the USA many times. Regarding the fact that they have introduced sanctions, it doesn't mean we will not communicate with them. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue. The move comes after Britain, the U.S., and other NATO countries expelled more than 150 Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter, who were attacked with a nerve agent in Britain. Dr. Christine Blanchard of Salisbury District Hospital gave an update on Sergei Skripal and his daughter's condition Friday.
Blanchard reiterated that Yulia Skripal's condition had improved to stable, and she continues to get better. She also announced that Sergei Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in a critical condition. Jill Craig, VOA News.
China's government says it will counterattack if President Donald Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods. This is VOA News. Medical workers say seven Palestinian protesters were killed Friday and hundreds of others injured. This as thousands of Palestinians held a mass protest on the Gaza border where they were confronted by Israeli troops. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Soldiers fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition to prevent a breach of the border fence. The protesters burned tires near the fence as thick black smoke rose into the air. Demonstrator Muhammad Al-Taramsi said that by burning tires, Palestinians hope to blind Israeli snipers. He said he is not afraid to die. Israel has warned that any attempt to breach the fence and bring a flood of Palestinians across the border is a red line that will not be tolerated. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The deaths bring the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli fires since last week to at least 27. Former South African President Jacob Zuma came out of fighting on Friday after appearing in court. He's facing corruption charges over a suspected multi-billion dollar arms deal in the 1990s. Zuma addressed about 1,000 cheering supporters after the case was postponed and adjourned. He told the crowd this case has been brought back by politics. There are no real politics in opposition parties. He also said, I am innocent until proven guilty, but there are people who want to treat me like I am guilty. Zuma will be back in court on June 8th. Brazil's top appeals court on Friday rejected former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's latest plea that he stay out of prison until he has exhausted all appeals to his corruption conviction, according to a court document. Now his legal team is negotiating his surrender. Lula remained holed up inside a metal workers union headquarters in Sao Paulo with aides and allies, ignoring the federal judge's deadline of 5 p.m. to turn himself into authorities. His legal team filed a motion with the Supreme Court on Friday to suspend the order by a lower court for him to start serving a 12-year prison sentence. A few dozen anti-Lula protesters gathered in front of the police headquarters, and many supporters also came out as well. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.